It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Welcome back, all our pesty besties everywhere. Thank you for joining us again on another episode of Pestrogen Podcast. My name is Jenny. I am a co-host, but I'm here with Candace. How are you, Candace?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. It has been a weird week, but all in all, doing good. I'm happy to finally be recording with you. We had to postpone it a day for travel for me, but here we are. We're getting this done today.
That's right. Yes. Did you have fun doing all your, what was it?
I had the CEU conference. Yeah.
Yes.
Same shit, different conference, literally. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I've only been to a few of these things now because I've been doing this for too long. But it's like, already I'm going, wait, I remember this. Why are we going over this again? But I get it for people who haven't heard it. Like, I can literally, because Brandon religiously takes notes. I'm getting there. I write down stuff that I don't remember. I think that's really cool. You can literally go back in his notes because he'll write down, like, the date and what conference it was and the speaker, and then write notes on it. You can go back through his notes from all these years and literally reread the presentation multiple times. I'm going, okay, that works.
That's great. That's awesome. And,
like, I was one of two females there, not including a couple of the presenters. Our first presenter was a lady from Syngenta that works in the chemical creation part of it. So that was actually really cool. But she was German and had moved over here. She used to work in their factory or processing plant, whatever it's called.
in
Switzerland or something, and then she moved here. So, well, not here in Oregon, but here in the United States.
Yeah.
So she was really cool. But yeah, I was like looking around the room going, where the fuck are all the females? What the hell?
Been there.
It was really great during bathroom breaks, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Didn't have to, like, the men had the line. I didn't. I'm like, ha, ha, ha.
That's awesome. I've been to one, like, conference type thing like that where it was, like, me and maybe five other ladies. And the bathrooms are free.
Yeah, it's like, cool.
Yep. Works out.
Yeah, it surprised me when me and Brandon both went to the bathroom at the same time and I got out and was waiting for him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, because normally, I mean, you know, men are in, they're out, and, you know, we take longer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was waiting for him. I thought he had already came out and went back to the room, so I walked all the way back to the room, didn't see him, turned back around, and then saw him standing by the bathrooms waiting for me, and I'm like, hey, I'm over here.
Right? Oh, that's cute. I had a pretty good week. I took some vacation to have a little extended weekend. I needed it. I slept
you
in.
Do.
Yeah. Slept in, did some organizing around the house, spent time with the kids, and then this evening we're doing my daughter's birthday party. She is turning 10.
Ugh. You have a preteen.
A double digits, yo.
Yep. It only gets better from here, sweetie, I swear.
Yeah, yeah. And she, both of my girls are super easy, but like, it's just crazy to think it's been that long.
Oh yeah. I deal with it every time. Like, damn. Kyra just turned 19 and I'm going, 19? What the hell?
Where'd time go? But we're doing like a trampoline type park place for her birthday this evening. So that'll be fun.
That's awesome.
Yes. Anywhere with rock climbing walls. I love rock climbing walls.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. That's where I'll be. Of course, I'm getting myself a ticket so I can play.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Even just jumping into those foam pits is fun sometimes.
Exactly. So
I've done it with Jude numerous times.
Yes.
He's like, do a flip. I'm like, I'm 40.
I will...
You flip, I'll watch.
I will pull something.
Exactly.
Yes. But our topic today is the myths that bug us.
Ugh. the pest control myths. Yes. Like I said, I haven't been doing this as long as a lot of people have. Holy crap.
Yeah. I love the title you came up with, Candace, because it really does bug us. It's really annoying.
It's annoying as shit. Really. And then especially when you try to explain to them that, you know, no, it's an old wives' tale. That's not how it works. Maybe that's how it used to work. But formulas have changed. It doesn't. Oh, no, no, no. I still see it like that. Oh, okay, fine. What do I know? What do I know?
Yes. And I think that's the number one thing for me is most of the time it is a hindrance to our process. Like, yeah. My number one thing I'll mention right off the bat is the diatomaceous earth. It's like, what do you want me to do on top of that?
Right? You want me to make a paste and a glue that to just stick right to your fucking baseboards? Yeah. All over it.
Yeah. There's an inch of diatomaceous earth on this carpet, ma'am. What am I going to do? Like,
yeah, I had one of those. She was having ants really bad. Now, she has a pile of rotting wood outside of her house and will not clean it up. So, yes, we're constantly fighting ants from that side of her fucking house. Okay. And I keep telling her, you pick up this wood, it will help. This is where they're harboring. Plus, she also has, like, food and shit under her dishwasher that, for years, we keep telling her it needs to come out.
Right.
Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah.
But she texts me to tell me they're still having ants. Now, this was like a year or so ago. And I'm like, okay, well, we're working at it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not a miracle worker. I can only do so much.
Right.
Well, I put some of that diatomaceous earth down. And I was like, absolutely the fuck not.
Stop.
Now, mind you, she has 4 dogs and a goddamn parrot. That's not caged. It has its own, like, little room. It's everywhere in that house. And I was like, no. I said, this stuff is bad enough for you and your husband to be breathing in, let alone your dogs with their noses in it, let alone your damn bird with super sensitive respiratory. I'm like, are you trying to kill everybody?
Right.
I'm like, clean it up.
Yeah.
With a HEPA vacuum.
Yes.
And she did, for the most part. I still find it in random corners. And I'm like, fucking God damn it.
Right. Yes. I have a nursing home with a really pretty, like, bird thing in their lobby. And I flipping love it. I always stop at least once to look at the birds. But, you know, I'm really careful around that area for those reasons.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like I have to be super careful with my birds now with, you know, what we walk by with or anything because they're, like, right in the walk path, so it's, like, I don't have anything funky on me, around me. No, not, like, I won't even, like, come in from my shed and, like, you know, have an aerosol in my hand or something because I forgot something in my bedroom. I will put the aerosol down and then walk to my bedroom. And it's not like I'm spraying the goddamn thing.
Right.
But I just don't want to run that risk.
Right. Definitely. That's no bueno.
Yeah. Birds are super sensitive. When they can die from Teflon being cooked on, like, yeah.
It's not good. Not good.
Yeah.
Let's see. We did get a couple entries, and
yeah.
I'm glad because, and like you said earlier, a lot of them are reoccurring, but that just shows how much we encounter that problem.
Now the biggest one that actually kind of shocked me is I asked our mod squad one last time last night if anybody has any, and Mr. Dave Lyon from Australia gave us the same one that a lot of people here in the United States have given. So it's like a worldwide myth.
Right.
It's not even just here.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my God, seriously?
Yep.
But like you said, it just proves it, like, how far these myths go. And, well, with, you know, the internet and everybody has to Google everything or ask Facebook because Facebook people are the experts.
Yes.
Well, that's them. They'll know.
Exactly.
I'm just like, No.
Yes. So when I worked in the greenhouse and I did greenhouse pest management, it was kind of in a culture that was, there was the Hispanic folk that worked the actual greenhouse, which I really loved them. But then there was like the male culture that did the pest management part. And towards a certain point, I was starting to feel like judged and just not liked. And it was just very uncomfortable. Well, somebody quoted the doityourself.com pests, whatever. And I remembered thinking how like unprofessional that was or whatever. Right. Well, I get that sometimes people can't afford pest management and they can't afford a professional or whatever, but
yeah,
I will always stand on the hill that I don't think pesticides and stuff should be available for the general public.
Absolutely.
So
I will die on that hill right next to you.
Yeah. It's just, that's how we get bad reps. And
yes. And then that's how we get our chems banned.
Yes.
Because, oh, they're in the groundwater. Well, yeah, when you sell them to every Tom, Dick, and Harry and they think a concentrate is ready to go.
Yeah. Yes. And especially when it comes to tick and flea and mosquito, because that's where you get into the touchy ground of let's just blast everything.
Yep.
And that's not good. The more and more I get interested in conservation and integrated pest management in that kind of sense, the more and more I wish products were not offered to the general public.
Yeah. I still get some of my clients asking me like, oh, well, what can I use for this? I'm like, for one, me.
Nothing.
That's literally why you hired me.
Yes.
Me. Don't go buy any of your over-the-counter bullshit. I said it does not work. Well, it's the same active ingredient. I've read it between, you know, the Raid bottle and, you know, I saw your ingredient on what you use. It's the same active. I said, did you see the percentage of the active?
Yeah.
Big difference.
Big
difference.
I said,
it's not only that, it's the proper placement at the proper time and the proper amount. And
yes, 100%. And it's,
yes,
it's our job to be interested in the study and the practice of it. So like, yeah. It's just,
yes.
And there is like Facebook groups and stuff for do it yourself where professionals will coach people that are going to do it themselves, whether we like it or not. And that's kind of cool because at least they have something to go off of. But
yeah, and that's understandable. Like you said, not everybody can afford it. And at least those people are wanting to do it properly because they understand that pesticides in all their glory and how much they have changed can still be toxic.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you use them improperly. So it's as much as I want to say that I don't want anybody doing DIY, obviously people are going to do DIY.
Yeah.
So yes, if you're going to have a professional kind of coach you through it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I mean, thinking about my own experiences in pest control, I've been coached through stuff by a professional before. I'm licensed and stuff, but you don't know until you do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to think the first time you did, you know, your mosquito misting and fogging, you had no idea what the hell you were doing.
Yeah.
So even if, you know, you had the teaching before you ever did it, you're still being coached through it.
Yes.
This is how it's done. This is why you do it this way. This is the size of droplet you need, yada, yada, yada.
Yes.
So it's still being coached and taught. So why these random hairy homeowners think that they can just pick up a bottle of anything and just go with it because, oh, I kind of read what it said. But
no. Yeah. We're
seeing the pictures of people using, you know, like Pesty and all that stuff. And they're just walking around in their flip-flops and shorts and tank tops. And, oh, I sprayed my house. What? Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely. Good PPE there, bro. Good job.
Exactly. Yes. It's rough.
Anyways, back to the topic.
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay, so our typical myths usually run around rodents. because that apparently seems to be everybody's, like, forte on, they obviously know more than us.
Yeah.
But we'll start at the top here. So we had one from Charlie Messina, and sorry if I pronounce anybody's names wrong, but she says, mothballs being used for everything except moths, right? Also, I've had a customer line the exterior of her home with large pine cones to deter snakes. She claimed they don't like the spikes. Meanwhile, I admire the racer snakes sunbathing on holly shrubs, slithering through all the spikes. I'm sorry, I live in the Pacific Northwest. We have pine cones everywhere, and we get massive ones too. And literally right outside of my house, I have a holly tree. Them goddamn holly bushes are way sharper than a pine cone.
Right.
Oh, okay, sorry. I just had to say that. And she also said, my favorite line when I speak to customers with whatever pest gadget they have is, if it works, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have a job. And wait for the eye contact, awkward, silent moment. Exactly.
Yeah.
I always tell people with those ultrasonic, either bug, insect, or rodent repellers, mm-hmm. quote unquote, they work until they don't, especially the rodent ones. Because we all know rodents can be neophobic, it's something new, even if it is just a sound, it's new. So it will freak them out. Oh, what the hell is that? And then when they realize that that sound is continuous, it becomes not new.
Yeah.
And then when they realize that a sound is not going to hurt them, they go, oh, okay. And then just go right back.
I'm done.
We had to literally prove that with one of our clients, because he got one, and, oh, I have no more rodents in my crawl space. And it has nothing to do with the fact that we fixed 5 vent screens and stuck a snap trap station down there. Yeah, it was your ultrasonic bullshit.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. That's I have an account that has, I do rodent bait stations all the way around it. I think I have 100.
Oh, shit.
But they have, like, the wee, wee, wee for, I think they have them in there for moles.
Uh-huh.
But it's not working. So then I just have to hear it every time I go around. It's annoying.
Yeah, we have one. It's in the, a neighbor's house to a duplex we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, what the fuck? Because yeah. I can, like, hear it every time I go and check the stations. I'm like, urgh. Like, I get it's annoying, but when you're a rodent and hear it all the time, you don't care anymore.
Yeah, and then this specific site has geese that probably make it go off all day long, all the time. Like, ain't nobody caring about that. Like,
yeah.
Ooh, our beautiful Candace Renee said, oh my god, the amount of Irish Spring I saw was insane. People were absolutely convinced it worked until I would show them pictures of mice, rats, still in droves, and the soap whittled down to nothing being eaten. Rodents 1, Irish Spring 0.
Yep. What is it with Irish Spring? I'm like, what's the concept behind that? Is it because it's the smell, or?
I don't know. I don't know how it started, but
I have no idea. Like, I used to think it was a joke.
Yeah.
Until, like, shit like this, and I'm going, oh, okay, that's a real thing. Okay.
It's a real thing, yep.
Like, people aren't really joking about this. Well, we have Irish Spring in our house, but it's used to soap.
It's a soap.
Like, it's supposed to be. It's not a deterrent. It's not a poison or toxin or anything to a rodent. They're going to eat it.
Yeah. I don't like Irish Spring. That's, I don't know.
I don't either. It's the smell of it.
Yeah.
Like, my father-in-law uses it.
Yeah.
So that's, like, the only thing that, like, I smell it, and I'm like, oh, it's dead.
Aw. That's cute. But yeah, it does nothing. It does nothing for pests, y'all. Like,
All right, our next one is from Sue Ann Lehman. Love you, girl. I love all the stuff that she gives us.
Yes.
Okay, she said, this is a good one. My dad has always been skeptical of my work, as are many people. He tried an online recipe using mouthwash with Epsom salts to keep mosquitoes away. Jesus Christ. Not certain if he tried it or not, but he finally decided to join the dark side and get his property sprayed by me. Laugh out loud. I have heard tons of good uses for Irish Spring soap, including sleeping with a bar at your feet at night to help with leg cramps. Personally, I haven't tried using it for pest control or a leg cramp issue. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Leg cramps? Seriously?
No.
And then mouthwash and Epsom salt for mosquitoes. Now, see, if stuff was that goddamn easy, there would be no need for pest control.
Right.
If it was just that fucking easy.
Yeah.
Oh, go to the grocery store and buy some Listerine.
No.
No. It doesn't work that way.
Yes. Yes. And a lot of these remedies that I've seen used with ants, like, and I end up getting called, it's like the most massive ant colony I've ever seen in my life. And it's like, there's no amount of whatever oil that would have saved you from these ants.
Right. Like, you're about to get eaten by them, okay?
Yeah.
You have so much peppermint oil and all this other sweet smelling shit. They're just going to pick you up and take you at this point.
You are the biggest thing at this picnic, and here you go.
Fuck, right?
Yeah.
I have Irish Spring for leg cramps.
If it worked, I wish I would have known when I was pregnant. Cause
that's what I was getting ready to say, because, man.
I'd wake up screaming from leg cramps.
Yep, get that whole, like, Charlie horse in your calf.
Yes. The worst. Ooh,
sleeping with a bar at your feet at night. Now, I've heard of the onion, like, on your foot with a sock over it, supposed to pull toxins.
Yeah.
He's like, look how brown it is. Yeah, cut an onion and leave it sitting there. It turns brown.
Yeah, that's true.
It's called oxidization. Whatever.
Yeah. I've done it, but I don't, like, notice any... I don't notice the supposed... benefits of it, but
yeah, the other one, the feet one that I remember from when my kids were younger was Vicks vapor rub on their feet for a cough. Like, I think I tried it a few times. I think because, like, Kyra had, it was either Kyra or Jude, I can't remember which one now, might have been both, had, like, the croup cough. So it's like, just hearing that just kills your heart as a mom. So I think I tried it on them for that. And I can't remember if it really worked or not.
Yeah.
So maybe it was like kind of a placebo effect for me. I don't know.
Yeah, I asked the pediatrician once, and they said, at least ours, and they said it was because it's too strong when rubbed on their chest. And that, like, with it at their feet, it's like far enough.
Okay.
That's what that
they still get
said.
That menthol clearing factor without it being kabam.
Yeah. Whereas us adults are like menthol, right? Like when we're trying to sniff.
Roach job.
Yeah, right. At least trying to, but you can't breathe because you're sick. Then Richard Chiz, I don't know how to say the last name, Chisholm.
I don't either.
All right. those electric plug-in things that they think will keep rodents away. Meanwhile, their homes are infested with them. Yep.
Yep. And to me, it seems like they're always marketed to lower income people, which really just pisses me off because they already have a very limited income to try to fix this situation. So let's sell them something that's cheap.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, oh, this will work. And then it's only, you know, 5, 10, maybe 20 bucks. And then it's just a waste of money that they didn't have to just fucking waste.
Yes.
That's like, that's what it always seems like to me. Because I only ever see them in, like, lower income housing. Or even if it's not low income housing. But you can tell the people are just having a rough time getting all their bills paid. But they have that stupid shit.
I've seen them in a warehouse before where, like, the maintenance person went out for them. And then I was like, dude, those don't work. And he was like, ah, it was worth the thing. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I had been telling him about a gap under an overhead door that was nearby. And I caught a mouse directly under that plug-in thing. And I was just like,
Totally works.
We just need to seal this door. I mean, I had...
physical barrier.
Yeah, I think I have 80 bait stations around that place. So, like,
Jesus
I mean...
Christ,
yeah,
girl.
It's huge, so...
Yeah. Understandable, then.
But they also have, like, 24 overhead doors that, you know, they're, like, what are those called? Like, shipping docks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, they're gonna squeeze through sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It's inevitable. Shit's gonna happen.
Yep.
Especially on those, like, big bay doors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get rolled up because, well, you have a delivery, you have to go get out a delivery, whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Not everybody's standing there manning the door to see if a rodent's coming in.
Yeah.
Shit happens, but that's why we're there.
Exactly. And that's, yeah, that's why tin cats and big places like that are good, because
yes,
you just monitor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Okay, so Aaron Gleason said, booked a job for Odor's House Ants. Arrived and began the 800 questions from the wife with less than conversational English speaking experience. Ugh. Until she recognized the word Termidor. Her, no, we already try and no work. Me, begins interior with alpine and gel bait. See, no Termidor inside. We go outside and there is a 5-gallon bucket and an empty 20-ounce bottle of Termidor. I managed to figure out that they had bought it online and the husband skipped the label instructions and added the entire 20 ounces of concentrate to a less than full 5-gallon bucket. I also flipped over 2 pavers near a hose spigot and a flower pot a few feet away. Multiple jackpots. I showed the wife and did my best to explain the Termidor did not work because they used it improperly. So I said, my turn with Termidor. One and done. No ands on the follow-up 2 weeks later. I'm sure I either embarrassed the husband or got his ass chewed pretty hard by his wife for not following directions. Weren't we just talking about that?
Yep. Yep.
You can have all the products we do. If you don't use them properly, you know, that whole following the fucking label, read instructions.
Yes.
Read the directions.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. That helps.
Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I swear every person knows what Termidor is. It's like, why do you know what Termidor is? I had a random guy at an apartment complex. I was mixing up my backpack with some FastCap. And he saw my bottle. Now, FastCap has purple lids on it. And he was like, oh, is that Termidor? I'm like, no.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely not. I'm like, wait, how do you know what term... Did you used to do pest control? Oh, no, I used to live on a farm. Okay?
That still doesn't math.
I'm like, so, but how do you know what Termidor is? Oh, because we used to use it because of the ants on the farm. Okay. Why? Why are you just randomly using Termidor?
Yeah.
Did you use it properly? Did you mix it properly? Did you use it at the right times of the year? No? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So, Cheryl Heath, a pretty pesty and pestrogen, she said, I had a customer that swore up and down peeing in the corners of his room were keeping the German roaches away. In reality, his room was the cleanest in the home and therefore the only room that received complete treatments.
Okay, hold on. If his room was the cleanest and he's peeing in it, how bad is that house?
Oh, no.
What the? Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, continue.
I feel like this one needs to go on our next episode, too.
Right?
His room didn't smell like urine the first time or two I was there, so I have no idea where the thought process came from. I only treated the unit once after that, but you bet your ass I threw on 3 booties per foot before going inside. Facts.
Girl, I don't blame you.
Yeah. The frequently used one that seriously bothers me is mothballs around the home yard to keep away snakes. Not only does it not work, but it's federally illegal and there are huge warnings from the EPA about this. Mothballs are notorious for contaminating the water table. There are hefty fines for throwing mothballs outside, but for people don't care. Further, not one snake preventative product works. There isn't a single product you can use that works. Cut your damned grass and get rid of trash junk piles. It eliminates hiding spots for both snakes and their prey. Well manicured and maintained yards see less snakes.
Oh my god, actually fair. Having to do something.
Fair. My first employer had a snake service, and their whole thing was like, you didn't get your bonus if you didn't make enough sales, and it was just real gimmicky and shitty. Well, I got good at catching black rat snakes, and I would like grab them and like show the customer and stuff so that I could get a snake sale. And part of what she's talking about is a product we used, and they charged way too much for it, but it was Snake Away. I don't know if you
Was it Snake Away?
Yeah, it smells like mothballs, the product. Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Like I enjoy like finding snakes out on clients' lands because they're helping me.
Yeah.
They're there 24 hours. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like, we find them a lot, like, inside of our bait stations. And a lot of our bait stations, we do a load with jaws traps as well. So if we find one in there and it, you know, it's doing well, like, especially ones that look like they have just fed, we'll just disarm the snap trap just so we don't accidentally hit them.
Mm-hmm.
And just let them be.
Yeah.
Like, or like, you know, if it's a place that we're also treating, because we do have some just rodent only ones, but if it's a place we're also treating just to keep the snake safe, we'll, you know, move it to the other side of the yard off of the building so mm-hmm. they don't get treated. I had one time that like literally like I moved him off the building because I found him as I was treating, so I like hit him in the butt with, I think it was suspend, like picked him up really fast, went and go and rinsed him off. Of course he's like freezing cold then because it was cold water.
Yeah.
Put him out in the sun, like, in the middle of the grass. Went and put my backpack and everything back on, because I'd, like, ripped it all off of me. By the time I got back to where I was treating, he was already back on the foundation, and he got treated again.
Yeah.
I'm like, motherfucker!
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like, three damn times. I'm like, you can stay away now, because I'm really tired of putting you in this cold water. And he finally did, but...
There you go.
I was like, good God. here's the one that we hear a lot of, too, from Aaron Garza. Rodents needing water immediately after consuming bait. Now, I think this one's an old wives' tale from previous rodenticides. Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it seems to be, like, a freaking everywhere issue. Oh, they'll just eat the bait, and they'll have to go outside to seek water. I think the one that pisses me off the most is when the tech agrees with it. Oh yeah, they'll go outside.
Right.
No, don't tell people that.
No.
Well, we'll tell them that because it just makes them feel better. Well, this isn't a make your feelings feel better situation. It's a, I'm here for facts. You're going to listen.
Yep. Yep. That's, yeah. Heather Tutton, she said, not pest, but bird. I know, you're shocked. She
said, I love her so much.
Me too. We use special panels so the birds don't go under there. It's too hot under ours. The special skirt around our system keeps them out. But my all-time make-my-blood-boil one is, you don't need to worry about cleaning it out before fencing them. The diseases, fire risk, and leak potential, I could go for hours.
Ugh. Ew.
Yeah. Just leave them in there.
Once again, let the professional do their job.
Yes, 100%. And that's like, that's kind of what I hate about some employers choosing my words carefully, is that like a lot of times they won't allow you to do what's needed to obtain a wasp or bee's nest in a wall. because of like property damage or risk of injury or whatever. But that's like our whole purpose, because once you drill a hole and dust or whatever that nest in there, it's gonna stink. It's gonna be gross. You need to get that out of there. Like,
definitely.
Yeah. Not fun.
Yeah. Oh my god. But yeah, the
Don't clean it out. It's fine. No.
Yeah, it's fine. It'll just, you know, go away on its own.
No.
Let's see. From Holly Senefsky. Once again, I'm sorry if I butcher anybody's names. Can we please talk about how mice do not go outside for water after they've eaten bait? Ta-da! That is a convenient lie that just been circulating the industry for ages, just to make anxious customers less concerned about mice dying inside. If you can't have a tough but honest and educated conversation with your client, this isn't the industry for you. Oh my god. Like what we just said. Don't try to make them feel better. Oh yeah, it's not going to die in your wall. Oh no, I can guarantee it. Don't ever guarantee shit, for one.
Right, yeah.
Because everything can fuck up at some point, even if it has never fucked up on you in the hundreds of thousands of times you have done it. It can fuck up. Don't guarantee it.
Nope. Absolutely not. Holly Safensky. I have a hard time saying that one.
That's what I just read, babe.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, wrong name.
You're on to Mr. Dave Lyon.
Dave Lyon, our newest super trooper of Pest Control Humor Depot.
Our mod squad.
We should be called super troopers. Rats go looking for water after eating bait. White tail spiders bite. Causes necrosis, our version of brown recluse. Redback spiders are deadly. I've been bitten multiple times. Oh, man. European honeybees are good for the environment. They're highly invasive, competing for resources from natural pollinators and taking habitats from native animals such as tree hollows, etc. Yeah, those are all pretty good myths there.
Yeah, and just like I said, it's a worldwide thing.
Yeah,
with the goddamn rodents.
Yep. Yeah. Wow.
It's what, like, because people still see rodenticide as like the poison, like cyanide and all that stuff. So when you actually educate them and tell them that it's not, they're like, "Oh, I didn't know that." I'm going, so why the hell would they want to go find water if they're just getting a blood thinner? They don't fucking know.
Right. Exactly.
If anything, they're going to be going to look for a party because they feel drunk.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Oh my god. People.
Oh jeez. Okay.
Special.
Oh, from Jack Starry. Our other big brother in podcasting.
Right.
And my cheese brother. Love you to death, Jack. Let's see. I could never stand the fact that people thought if you put a penny in a Ziploc bag full of water, it would deter flies. Or, yeah, okay. And how about the myth of how rodent bait works?
Another one.
I think technicians tell people that the mice get thirsty and go looking for water, so they will think that the mice will be leaving their home, when in fact they're probably dying in the walls. It's universal. Well, okay, so Jack lives in the United States, but it's everywhere. So literally from Oregon, where I am, all the way to Virginia, where he is, and everywhere in between, because, well, Jenny's in the middle there, we all hear it. And then all the way into Australia, and I'm sure if we would have asked Dazza down in New Zealand, he would have said the same thing. Sure, Sean Muller would have told us the same thing over in the UK. It's not how it works.
No.
They're not going to look for water, because for one, there's water areas in your own home, even if you don't realize it. Behind your fridge you have your condensation pan and all that stuff. Why are they going out to find water?
That's like, no.
Just stop and think.
Yes, that's, yeah.
Oh my god.
Sadly, that was something that was taught to me in my training. My first company. So,
fun.
with my first company, our training was like pretty basic and bare. But then myself and a couple of friends would sit on the phone in a group chat for like the whole summer, my first summer. And somebody overheard me tell a client that, because that's what I was taught.
Yeah.
And after I was done with the client, they were like, dude, that's bullshit. So then we like argued back and forth, and I'm like, that's what I was taught. And then we Google it, and yeah, that's,
yeah,
I think that's a big part of why the camaraderie of like knowing other technicians and getting to know people, because you learn a lot from your fellow technicians. So,
and even if like, because like obviously different states into different climates into different everything terrains, we deal with different issues, but you know, a lot of the same ones, like the one recently, I don't know if you've noticed, has been how do you treat for carpet beetles, you know? Yep. Has been like the huge one lately.
Yes.
And then I saw Jack come in on one of them, telling him to look at the backside of the rug, because you know, the older, like, ornate rugs and everything have those, like, natural fibers and stuff that they're going to be into. Mm-hmm. And dude would know what he's talking about. He used to lay carpet.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows stuff like that. So having, like, a background and stuff that's not pest control can really help. It's like, he's going to be going into home inspecting. So having his background in pest control is going to help with that.
Exactly.
It's crazy, but knowing people from like everywhere, and especially like ones that have been in it for a long time, ones that are even new, because they've learned different things without having like the crazy headspace of, well, I know that this works. And you know, they didn't get to use all those like old like Dursban and DDT and all that stuff that was the oh so amazing, minus the fact that it was killing us. But yay for it. Having like newer techs like me and Jenny, we're both in this for less than 5 years now, right?
Yeah.
Because your anniversary was just yesterday?
Yeah. So
yeah, okay.
4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like we don't have like, you know, all the crazy knowledge of everything, but we have the newer knowledge, you know, where we've got really pushed into like the IPM.
Yes.
The less product, the better.
Mm-hmm.
I have many sites where I can use no product until there's an actual issue that has passed that threshold. And so it's having lots of ideas on how to do things really does help. So, yes, like you said, having that camaraderie between lots of people. I don't give a fuck what company they work for. If they're the competitor, there's plenty of work out there for all of us.
Yes.
There's no need for that bullshit.
Yes. Absolutely.
Get to know other techs. Even if they're in your city, in a different company, you can still be friends with them. Talk to them. See, you know, like, hey, man, we've been having a lot of ant issues recently. Have you been seeing it too? Cool. What have you been using to help you out? Because, man, this one I just can't get a hold of. And some of them are going to be fucking jerks and try to take the fucking account from you or something. But if you're steady in your job and your client loves you and whatever, they're not going to go for that bullshit anyway. So
exactly. Yep.
Sorry, that was my hill to die on there.
I love it. Yeah. And like you said, we all have different backgrounds and stuff. Like I briefly worked in a greenhouse pest management, so I know a little bit more about like shrub pests and stuff like that. And like, we all have different backgrounds and grew up in different ways and different stuff that, like,
well, hell, me and Brandon were just taking on that German roach one. Now, we've done roaches a million times,
right?
But I know that you do them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So what Brandon do? Ask Jenny what she would use in this situation, because it's a little different than what we have usually done. So, hey, like, what's your idea on it? And, hey, like, Brandon has more experience than you, but he still went to you to say, hey, what's your idea?
Right. Yeah. And that's like my clientele, what the type of places I treat is like 9 times out of 10 roaches. So I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad, because I've been learning a lot about roaches. And like, when I'm in any of the Facebook identification groups or whatever, when somebody's like, that's a German roach, I'm like, no, it's not.
Like, fuck you, it is.
I see millions of them. In fact, They were raining on me the other day.
Oh, oh my God, were they really?
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah, my very first German roach job was like that. Like, it was the contact called us and was like, okay, the people are out because they were renting. I need you to go in because I know they have roaches.
Yeah.
And Brandon opens the door and I'm standing at the bottom of the steps with the client. Brandon opens the door and they literally started falling out of the door frame.
Yep.
And both of us went, because this was like, I don't know, my second month on the job.
Yeah.
When I wasn't even still like, am I going to do this as a tech or am I going to stay the office person? And then Brandon's like, I'm going to need your help with this. I'm like, all right, you just got to tell me what I got to do, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing yet.
Right.
And then literally after that one, I'm like, okay, this was really cool to like watch it go from millions down to, hey, we're not catching anything.
Sweet. Yeah, right.
It did help that they had to remodel the place. So literally all the cabinets got yanked down. Like they would, like the maintenance guys were pulling the cabinets down and were spraying right behind them.
Whoa.
It was great. So it really was helpful at that point because we didn't have to like try to get in all the cracks and crevices. And everything came out of there. It needed it though. It was fucking gross.
Ew. Yeah. Mm. That was after one of those first ones was when they gave me my HEPA vacuum. But,
nice.
Yeah.
The other myth that I was just thinking of is that bed bugs only are in like dirty homes or cheap motels and shit like that. I've cleaned bed, or we've done bed bugs out of $1 million homes. We've done bed bugs out of like tens of thousands of dollars a night hotels and resorts. Bed bugs don't give a fuck, man. Mm-hmm. You got some blood. That's what they want. They don't give a shit what your house looks like.
Nope. Yeah. That's like, I'll tell stories of my gross hotel ones and people will be like, tell me what hotel that is so I can avoid it. And I'll be like, all of them? Yeah. All of them?
Yeah, like, me and Brandon just came back from our conference, so obviously we had to stay in a hotel. We never go top of the line. We hardly ever stay at the hotel the conference is being held at, because I don't want to be around all these people all the time.
Yeah.
But we don't ever stay in, like, you know, $60 a night hotel, because, you know.
Yeah.
It's not even for the bug factor. It's just, I know you didn't clean.
Yeah, right.
So, but I still, like, we always check in, get our key, go to the hotel room prior to having any luggage or anything on us. We have very minimal on us. And we go in, check the room, check for bed bugs, everything. And like, you can literally, like, I don't know if you saw the picture of the one that I posted. I think it was in the council. It was like, oh, this is my home for the next few days. You can see that the bed was checked because the fucking blankets are thrown everywhere.
Yeah.
I know. Brandon's like, you check. I'm like, what? What? He's like, well, you need more experience. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, right. Damn.
But I had my black light on me from my Arcfield Pro.
Oh, nice.
So I used the black light on it because it does make them shine.
That's cool. That's really cool. I love that.
Not like how scorpions shine under a UV light, but it does make them pop out. And then even if like the eggs are dead, they still shine. They're just not as bright, but it's definitely, you can definitely see it. And you're just like, okay.
All right. Yep. There you are. Dang. That's crazy. I think that's a big part of what we do is the educating the public of what is a myth and what is real.
Yeah.
So.
It is. Mm-hmm. And that's the bad part, is because especially when you get somebody that has had another pest company, or even just another tech.
Oh my God, yeah.
You know, especially with you with big box, you could have somebody move from one state and they had your specific big box, so they moved to like your area and they're like, oh, well, yeah, I've had this before, you know, you guys before, blah, blah, blah. Well, this is what that tech there told me. And you're, well, that tech there is a fucking moron, but okay.
Yeah, that's like one of my big, big, big accounts. The previous tech told them some bullshit about mosquitoes that like, they only come out May because of something stupid. It was something completely outlandish compared to what mosquitoes breed in water. Okay. They breed in water. That's why we use a larvicide, an IGR, and in a quick knockdown if we have to, okay? Like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter what time of year. It does based on, like, temperature and moisture and all that stuff. But, like, it was, I forget exactly what he said, but it was something, like, very specific on dates. And it's like, it's not like that. Mosquitoes don't just say, all right, it's March 1st, here we come.
Like, right, I was going to say, was it like, it's March 31st now at 3:02 p.m. I am allowed to emerge.
No. And in fact, temperatures and stuff end up tricking bugs a lot. Like the ants mm-hmm. will come out early and then be like, oh shit, it's cold, back. Retreat.
Yeah, those false springs.
Yeah, retreat.
Like, oh yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's hard going behind somebody that's told your client something.
Yeah, it's a complete moron.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, just be normal with it, Jenny. They're a complete moron.
Yeah. What I'm assuming was it was like a sales ploy of like, you should sign up for a mosquito now because blah, blah, blah. And mainly because of the background I come from, I saw a lot of that, a lot of the twisted truths to get them to pay up now, you know? Yeah. And like, I hate that so much. And
or the scare tactic sales.
Yes. Yes. I went behind a lady at one account, which the bosses knew she was doing this crap, but she told the client they had hundreds of mice in her walls when they didn't. They didn't. They had a couple burrow holes around the foundation that where, like, I might say you may need a bait station or something, you know, let's check out the entry points and stuff and make sure, maybe set a couple snap traps in your garage, or whatever.
Yeah.
But they told them they had hundreds of mice in their walls, and they did not.
Ugh.
Yeah. But she was still employed after that.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Because that's a lot of companies like that don't care about the integrity. They want the sale.
They just want the money.
Yes.
But speaking of rodents, the newest thing that is driving me insane is like repellent for rodents.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
There's not a, like, I know there's shit marketed for it and oh, blah, 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 whatever. It's not going to do it. Same with the fucking plug-in bullshit. There is no repellent that is going to make them go away. They might leave for a little bit, but they will come back.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. Your best bet? Physical barriers.
Yes.
Stop that exclusion. Entry point. If there's that, yes, there's that hole in, you know, your vent screen or the crawl space or the garage door or even your front door because people don't think of that one. You know, even I had one of my clients that has one of her screens, she has popped open just a little bit because they run a extension cord through it. Well, it's in her bedroom. She got woken up at 2 a.m. to her terrier freaking the fuck out because a mouse got in.
Yes.
She broke that physical barrier. It got in. Her bedroom is obviously a lot warmer than it is outside. It's like, hey, warmth, yay. Yes. Unfortunately, the terrier didn't get it. I did set a few snap traps in the room, kept them safe from said terrier getting his nose stuck in them. And then the most evidence I found of where it was hanging out at was underneath their bed, which the dog can get under. So talking with her and just treating her like a normal fucking human, we discussed, you know, if there would be any way she'd be able to, like, block off underneath the bed, like, all the way around it. But she couldn't think of a way. And then the dog always sleeps in her room anyways. So we decided, and I hated it, but it is what it is, we decided a sticky trap was going to be better. The sticky trap on the dog, easy to get off. Sticky trap, or snap trap on the dog's nose. You know, I'm like, no, I don't want to break his damn nose. He wasn't a huge dog. His name is Smalls.
Right, right.
And yes, she does use the term, you're killing me, Smalls.
That's cute.
I know. And he's adorable. And unfortunately, it did get caught on the sticky trap, and then her husband ended it with a baseball bat. So good on him. I apologized to her for having to have to do that. And she's like, hey man, you caught it. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the doggo.
There's been a few times, especially in her house, it's always just the little bastards that get in there, and they will avoid every one of my traps. but they will get hit by a sticky trap, and I hate it every time because I'm very no suffering, no torture, just dead.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
I try not to use sticky traps for rodents.
Yes. Right.
Because I don't like it. I yeah. Don't.
Me neither. Yep. I love them for kitchens and stuff for insect monitoring. That's yes. That's good stuff. Because occasionally a random bed bug will show up.
Yeah, and it's just like, wait a minute.
Whoa. I was expecting a roach maybe, but.
Yeah. Yeah, we keep getting a random roach in one apartment unit. So we have to keep going back and checking the whole 8 freaking units in there. And I'm going, it can't be coming from somewhere else.
Right.
Somebody is coming into that unit and bringing it. But neither me nor Brandon nor the office manager, and I think even the maintenance guy, have actually seen said roach. She just calls in with a roach. So it's like, right now we're like the longhorn beetles and stuff are coming out, which can quite easily be mistaken for a roach. I've mistaken one for a roach. I'm going, what the hell?
Yeah.
Brandon's like, that's a beetle, sweetheart. I'm like, oh.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, so it's like, I want to see this. Stop throwing it away.
Yes.
Kill it and stick it in a bag for all I care.
Yes.
I want to see it.
I've been getting a lot of clients, like apartments and stuff, where I got a picture of it. And I'm like, just save the actual bug, please.
or don't zoom in so goddamn far on your picture.
Yeah.
That you just stored everything.
Yeah, I want to see
We need to know more than just, like, shape. And yes. Color-ish.
Yeah.
But get a good light. Take a clear picture.
Yes.
Because we can zoom in on the picture.
Yes. When it comes to roaches, like, there's so many things that you can't just say, oh, it's got stripes. It's a German. No, that's not how this works. You got to look at the whole bug.
The whole bug.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We had one where she was taking pictures of her bugs and then zooming in on her phone and then going to like Walgreens, CVS, wherever, and printing out zoomed in picture on an 8x10.
Right.
So it was like a bug that should have came out this big ended up being this big on a frickin' picture, but it was, what the hell is this?
Right.
That looks like nothing. Looks like, yeah, it's a black spot on a brown background.
Yeah.
Can't really tell the difference in anything here.
Nope.
Like, why are you even printing it out? Why are you wasting your fucking time?
Yeah.
Take your phone and go, see, look, here's the picture. Yes. I took pictures of ants, pavement ants the other day that were eating in a late. And I got it, you know, zoomed in good enough where you could see. But when you zoom in after the picture has been taken, you can see it even better.
Because
The original picture is clear.
Right. Yes.
Don't zoom in so far originally that it makes it impossible to zoom in more if we need to.
Yeah.
To get those minor, small details.
Mm-hmm. I want to see and that whole bug.
Yes. That's why I tell people, I said, if you have a bug and you're not sure what it is, I said, kill it, put it in a plastic bag. Or just put it in the plastic bag. If you can just get it to go in there, zip it closed, cool.
Right.
Kill it while it's in there. I don't care. If you're afraid of it's going to be eating the plastic or something, because God knows everybody has these stupid myths about everything. But I would rather see the bug than see a picture of the bug. Like, you obviously it was here. Where is it at?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And then there comes the other ones where they're like, paranoid, just want another service, say they got a bug, and yeah, it's just all the things. Yeah. I want to see the bug.
Yep. Where's the bug at? Where's it at?
Yep.
Oh, it was over there. Okay, did you kill it? Yeah. Yeah. Where's it at? In the garbage. I already threw it outside. That didn't help me.
Nope.
Doesn't help me at all.
Nope.
At all.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Same with ants. Oh, it's the little black ones. You know how many little black ants there are? Hell, there is literally an ant called a little black ant.
Yeah, yeah. The
that's size, the name of it.
Yeah, size. I hate when I say carpenter ant and they say, well, that's too small. What do you think they start out? You know, they grow.
They're this big.
Right, they grow.
Right.
Bro.
I think it's Jack that always says the size of the pests is the size or is relative to the size of the fear, something like that.
Yes.
So what somebody, because people are, there are people that are afraid of ants. Don't ask me why, because I know some do bite, but whatever.
Yeah, right.
But so, you know, I've had a place where they had sugar ants.
Yeah.
They're odors house ants, whatever you want to call them. There's a million fucking names for them.
Right.
They're like, they were those big black ants. So I'm thinking they're carpenter ants. And she brings me to them and I'm like, this is not big.
Right.
That's tiny. Right. What are you talking about? Right. I'm like, what would be a small ant if this is big?
Right. I'm talking about the crunchy kind, the big ones. Like,
yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, have you seen like a freaking carpenter ant? Like a whole dark black MODOK carpenter ant. Have you seen one of those? No? Okay, shut up.
That ain't big. Yep. But, do you have a Tony Spangler on you? Oh, what man. Ba-bam. Bam. You were ready.
Yeah, I was. That. I actually had it in my hand and, like, went to do something went like that with it.
Works.
But this is a Tony Spangler tumbler. This is a very easygoing one.
Yeah, mine's in my truck, or else I chose.
I made sure I grabbed one before I sat down. But look at that. Okay, so you can compare it between my two right here. This is obviously not a Tony Spangler flag, but, you know, maybe one day we can get him to do those. But they're clean, cutting edge. Okay, this one's dirty, but I grabbed it when I came over here. Leave me alone.
Right.
But look at that. There's not a seam on this goddamn thing. Like, you would think there'd be, like, the line of where, like, the two edges meet. Not a thing. And then, well, mine's kind of nicked up like that. But, I mean, like, you can't even feel the nick in it. But they're
so cute.
Double-walled. We went from here to Bend, which is a 4-hour drive, and my coffee was still fucking hot. And I even put creamer in mine, so it always cools it down.
Yeah.
My coffee was still hot by the time we got there. Like, I was still sipping on it.
That's it's cute.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yes.
And then, of course, this is minus the Tony Spangler promo right now. We bought another Keurig to take with us because Brandon refuses to drink anything coffee-wise that's, like, from a hotel, whatever. When we were I bought it here and we took it with us. When we were leaving Bend, he said, Jenny needs to be here so we can give her the Keurig.
Yes! Yes, that's what this coffee was made in.
I said, the thing is, the reason we gave Jenny that Keurig is, one, she needed a new coffee maker. Mm-hmm. And two, how the hell are we going to fly back home with that thing?
Yep.
I said, this time we're driving with it, sweetheart. Big difference.
It's can bring it home.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We brought it home. It's sitting in the corner for the next time we have to take it somewhere or if our Keurig at home breaks down because it gets used a lot.
There you go.
I mean, a lot.
Yes.
The kids use it for just hot water. Kyra will use it for coffee. Jude uses it for hot water for tea. Anyways, back to the Spangler tumbler. We got rubber bottoms, as everybody knows. And as Rodney likes to try to lick his like a weirdo, they come with lids. I don't have one hanging around. And straws and the straw cleaners. Excellent quality, always. Never had an issue. He's always quick, fast, good shipping, good price.
Yes.
Everything's great. And you can pick from his already done designs, which there's pest control labels. There's random things that are like very pop culture at the time. He'll do labels for. You can give him your own idea. Your own graphic, even just an idea you have in your head. He will mock up something through AI and go back and forth with you to make sure you like it. We did it on numerous ones.
Yes.
But Tony and his wife, Leanne, at SpanglerArt.com are awesome. They're great people. Love them both to death. They're just so much fun.
Yes.
So go order something from SpanglerArt.com and be cute, be weird, and stay hydrated.
Yes, absolutely. Pestrogen approved.
Always.
But
speaking of that,
yes.
So when I was at my conference, I was wearing my TFTC shirt.
Yes.
And then I had my Spangler tumbler with me because I was like, got to represent both now.
Yeah.
Because I always wear either my TFTC shirt or hoodie, depending on if it's cold or not.
Yeah.
But I'm like, hell yeah, I got to get both of them going now. Because Brandon told me if I would have gotten, or if we would have gotten Pestrogen shirts done prior to our conference, even he would have wore one.
Yes.
I was like, oh, so we got...
Yes.
We got to figure it out.
I know. I want to make a design that guys would want to wear, too, because, of course, like, that's... I think that's what's so cool about doing this with you, Candace, is that I think that we're way more accepting of just everyone. It's literally just pest control from a female perspective because we happen to be female. Like, it's not like we sit here and talk about our periods for an hour. It's like, you know,
it does randomly come up, but but I mean, it's because it's shit we deal with,
right? That's life. Deal with it.
Yeah. Oh no.
Right. Sorry, we have a vagina. it's
my bad.
Right. If you have a wife, a daughter, or anything,
an aunt, I don't know, your mom.
Everyone at least has a mom, so
somewhere.
Exactly, somewhere. But yeah, and next week we are doing the Trash House Chronicles.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Yes. Candace also came up with that name. She's really good at picking out names and topics, man. Killing it.
I try. I told you, you do all the editing and all the cool thumbnails. I love all your thumbnails. They're just awesome. Because, like, how many times have you sent me one and I'm going, I don't like that. Or I'm just like, dude, that's awesome. Or, hey, like, add this little cool thing right there.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, that would be cool. That's about it. That's the extent of our thumbnail work.
Yes.
She does all of it. I go, yeah, it's pretty.
But you come up with all the cool ideas, so this works out.
I gotta do something. Like, I'll gladly do the posting. I'll come up with the ideas, even like here's the topic. You know, like, this is what we want to talk about in said topic. Because sometimes, like, the name of it, you're like, what?
What's happening?
So,
yeah.
With the Trash House Chronicles, it's not just, like, the dirty house.
No.
But, like, even those houses that are, like, fakey clean.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, everything looks great upstairs, and then you go down in their basement, and it's just piles of bullshit. Or their attic is piles of bullshit. Or, you know, everywhere that you can see is nice and clean, but then underneath, like, the cabinets is full of fucking garbage. Or food that's dropped. And obviously, everybody, you know, stuff gets pushed around. We get it. We're not house cleaners either. We, you know, we understand life happens, but when we're telling you, hey, you have ants swarming on, you know, the 5 pounds of candy that your kids have pushed under the cabinet.
Yep.
Maybe clean it up.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, I'm not there to be your housekeeper.
Yes.
I don't even want to clean my own house that I have to clean. I'm not cleaning yours too.
Right. 100%. Yeah. Unless that's charged in it, then so be it.
Hey, we had to do it for one of our bed bug jobs, because you can see the girls started to prep and then got, like, upset or pissed off at each other or something and literally just walked out. So we told the property manager, hey, they didn't finish prepping, sent him pictures, said if you want us to do this and we have to finish prepping this because it's going to take us like another freaking hour,
yeah,
we have to charge for it. And he's like, that's fine, because it's getting billed to them anyways.
Deal. Yeah.
I will happily bag up your bullshit. I don't care.
Yeah.
You had the chance.
Right.
You had the chance to keep however you wanted it bagged properly. I'm throwing shit in a bag. I don't give a fuck if it's yours, hers, or somebody else's.
Right. Yeah. That's the benefit of them doing it themselves, is you can organize your shit.
Exactly. And crazy. I try, like, if I have to move things, you know, especially because we do a lot of elderly people and stuff, you know, I'm not asking them to pull all their shit away from the walls.
Right.
You can barely walk. Yeah. I will deal with that.
Right.
But, you know, like, the stuff that's in your living room, I'm not going to go move it to your bedroom.
Right.
I'm going to leave it in the same area that way. It's just going to be pulled away from your wall.
Yes.
That's it.
That's how we do this. But yeah,
I try.
Exactly. That's going to be a fun episode, though. I'm excited.
Yes, me too.
So everybody look out for that and share your stories with us. We appreciate it.
Always.
Yes.
And we'll fill in the gaps with random bullshitting. So the more stories we have, the less you have to hear us bullshit.
We get no stories because they love our bullshit. No, I'm kidding.
Right. We just want to hear you guys blabber for a while. So.
You're welcome.
We try.
Right. Yes. Okay. All right. Well,
I think that's everything.
Yes, I think so.
Thank you for listening to the Pestrogen Podcast with me and Jenny. And we're going to do the Trash House Chronicles next week.
Yes.
And we will see you guys then.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Go out and kick some ass.
Oh, yes. Don't forget to do that part.